If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Welcome to Bulwark Takes. I'm JVL, here with my colleagues Sam Stein and Sonny Bunch. And Donald Trump, like Marie Antoinette before him, had some messages for the little people about Christmas. Sam, Sonny, before I let you guys off the chain, let's go to the tape.
We need the one thing you need steel. You know, you can give up certain products. You can give up pencils. It's under the China policy. You know, every child can get 37 pencils. They only need one or two. You know, they don't need that many. But you always need steel. You don't need 37 dolls for your daughter. Two or three is nice, but you don't need 37 dolls.
This is the second time he's gone on the doll thing. Yeah. Do you remember that before? We had lost in the midst of time. He has a real thing about the weakness of America's little princesses having 37. I think it's always also $37.
37.
Is it always 37?
I think so. I think that, okay. Again, we'd have to go to the archives.
It's such
for
a
that.
Specific number. I don't really understand it.
Anyway, maybe Ivanka had $37 and he's always regretted that. Who can say? I mean, let's just go.
I grew up as a young conservative and I would always hear tales of this Jimmy Carter person who sat America down and wore his cardigan and said, you got to turn your thermostat down. Mm. You got to suffer in the summer. You got to be cold in the winter. And that's what America is. It's suffering and you give things up for the common good. And then Ronald Reagan came in and said, no, we're not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, that is when I hear Republican politicians talk about, you know, America, it is not, you got to give up your pencils. You got to give up your dolls. I flames on the side of my face watching this because it drives me crazy. This idea, every American child should have a cup on their dresser with like 40 pencils in it that are of varying states of sharpness. And when they get too dull, just throw them away. Throw them away and get a new one
out
of the fresh pencil box.
Don't sharpen them.
No.
Sharpening is for poor communist countries.
You know what?
We use pencils once.
The only reason anybody needs
to get rid of them.
Yeah. The only reason anyone needs a pencil sharpener is in the classroom. If you want an excuse to get up from your desk to go do the little, because that's pretty cool, actually, the little turning one. That was I was always very into that. It's like mechanical.
You don't have the automatic ones now?
Well, like the mechanical pencils are the worst.
Stick them in and sharpens it for you. Okay.
Oh well, no. Well, but that's just not as much fun as the crank. I like the hand crank. You know, because I'm old. Okay. I'm an old man.
Sorry, you're cooking. Go ahead.
No, it's the pencil thing in particular. Dolls, whatever. My daughter has more than 37 dolls, I'm sure, if I went into there and counted them, if you include the stuffed figures, more than 37. But the pencils, she has cups and cups of pencils, and every time I see them, I smile, and I think, this is what an American child should have. And he's trying to take that away from our precious young people, and I cannot abide this.
Did Hulk Hogan grow up with a pencil shortage in his house? I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so.
No.
Sam?
I've never heard such a passionate defense of pencils in my life. I didn't realize Sonny was such a pencil man.
Big pencil guy.
I don't really have much to add on the pencil front. The dolls are a little bit of a quirky thing because it's like one of these things where Trump's obviously caught in the 80s, 70s mindset where like people just go home and play with their little Barbie dolls and all that stuff. It's a weird tick. I guess we'll have a lot of steel. Every child could have their steel in Trump's world, but not dolls. Yeah.
You get a lump of steel.
But obviously, it's like we can jump ahead here because he's doing this as he himself is indulging in just the most, opulent bullshit possible for a president, right?
We're going to continue with the affordability. Because that's what this is all part of, his pivot to affordability. And
well, he also said there that he's not allowed to say anymore that affordability concerns are a hoax.
Yeah.
Which means he thinks it's a hoax, but he just can't say it. And then he had an interview the other day with Dasha Burns where he was just sort of scoffing at the idea that it was dramatic to think of holiday shopping as a concern for consumers. So he's in a bit of a different reality than I think most people.
Let's look at the video on that.
To the people, not to the insurance companies.
So right
companies.
Now people are buying their holiday presents. They're planning.
Look, don't be dramatic.
No.
Don't be dramatic.
Don't be such a drama queen.
I know. And what I want to
do. What does he mean by that? Don't be dramatic. She didn't even get the question out.
Don't be dramatic. They're buying their holiday presents. I mean,
don't be dramatic.
I really think it is fascinating. It is fascinating to watch this happen in real time because, again, this idea that a politician can go out there and say, you need to be happy buying less stuff. You need to be happy buying less stuff for your family is such insane messaging. It is so counter to everything we understand about American politics, the American consumer, the American political class, the American media class. There's everybody who runs the advertising departments in these newspapers and television channels is like, buy less, buy fewer dolls? No, they need to buy 38 dolls.
Hold on,
Sonny,
you just came upon a great story idea. We should call up the doll manufacturers and the pencil manufacturers and say, what do you make
to Mattel?
What do you think of this presidential message here?
So few dolls.
So I am slightly conflicted on this because I am in favor politicians
communist
doing truth telling and not pandering to idiotic voter concerns. And so this is one of the things that I said much through 2024. I said inflation has been beat. We are actually net positive. Real wages have outstripped inflation growth. Everybody's working with outdated feelings. People's views of the economy are as if it was the autumn of 2008 when the global financial system was blowing up. And so I am, again, sympathetic to a politician saying, hold on now. Things are not as bad as you think. Let's look at XYZ. Let's sort of have a rational understanding of how prices work.
Yeah.
But this isn't that. This is just like you should be happy with less stuff. It really is Jimmy Carter.
Shut up. He's saying,
shut
up,
Carter. Yeah.
Shut up and have fewer things. And of course, the cause of all this is tariffs. And there's only one. I've long argued that there are two things Donald Trump believes in. One, walls. He believes in walls, in buildings, on borders, whatever. He believes in walls. And he believes in tariffs. He absolutely believes in tariffs. He thinks tariffs are a good thing. He will do a tariff just for funsies. Like he'll be like, what can we tariff today? Let's do that. I don't think he's able to handle messaging the fact that the tariffs make things cost more. Like, I just think he doesn't understand how to make this argument other than you don't need those things. You don't need those things. Just have less. And that is, again, just from a pure politics standpoint, I watch this with my mouth agape and think, how is he going to get away with this?
Sonny, I'm going to blow your mind. I'm going to blow your mind here, Sonny. And I promise you, I haven't taken a Sol gummy, sponsored by Sol in ad read, but tariffs are walls.
Oh, shit.
I did
trade
it.
Trade wall.
Yeah. Mic drop.
Trade wall, yeah.
Boy, do you used to work at the Cato Institute, Tim?
It's a real double rainbow moment for me here. I'm like really,
maybe a triple rainbow.
So here's the kicker, though. Because Donald Trump, he believes in one other thing, though, which is buildings. And all this is happening at the moment when the only thing he really seems to care about deeply are the renovations he's doing to the White House, including there's the ballroom, which is currently halted because he did have to fire the guy who was the architect. Amazing. They did the demo before they had a final. Is that normally how projects work? Like, if you're putting an addition on your house, do you demo the part of the house before you've settled on what you're actually building and a final design? Is that how approval processes work? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. and we have some Truth Social and the Lincoln bathroom in the White House talk about how it was renovated in the 1940s in an Art Deco green tile style, which was totally inappropriate for the Lincoln era. I did it in black and white polished statuary marble. This was very appropriate for the time of Abraham Lincoln. And in fact, could be the marble that was originally there. I don't know how that could be true.
In fairness, if you look at that pictures, you don't see a single doll. You don't see a single pencil.
How many pencils are in that bathroom?
No pencils.
Highly polished statuary marble.
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by Aura Frames. I've got a bit of a holiday gift-giving pattern. I tell myself this year it's going to be different, and then I will panic at the last minute because I forgot to get the more thoughtful gift, and I'll just buy a gift card. Well, this year I skipped the panic, and I gave an Aura Frame. They are an absolute hit among people at the Bulwark, and I am jealous of Sarah Longwell every time I go into her office because I see that frame right there. It looks so good. You can upload unlimited free photos and video. Just download the Aura app and connect to Wi-Fi. You can preload photos before it ships. Keep adding from anywhere, anytime. You can share photos and videos effortlessly straight from your phone all year long. It's perfect for sending grandparents their ideal gift, which is pictures of the grandkids. Every frame also comes packaged in a premium gift box with no price tag. For a limited time, save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $35 off Aura's best-selling Carver matte frames. It was named number one by Wirecutter. Use the promo code BulwarkTakes at checkout. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code BulwarkTakes. This deal is exclusive to listeners and frames sell out pretty fast. So order yours now to get it in time for the holidays. Support the show by mentioning us at the checkout. Can I riff on this for a little bit?
Please.
It's so out of control. There's two things that are really wild. So it's the bathroom renovations, the ballroom renovations. We could throw up the picture of the Great Gatsby party and all that stuff. Oh. And he's out at all these sporting events and he's doing the Kennedy Awards dressed in tuxes. And it's like, you can tell people, hey, you know, we need to kind of dial it back and everyone needs to conserve a little bit, but you got to conserve too, right? Like, you can't be out there just splurging with the taxpayer money on all this stuff, because that's insane. But the other thing is that he does generally seem to be overconsumed with these random renovations and totally unnecessary portions of the job. I mean, his presidency really is defined in large degree by how much he wants to build buildings and go to sporting events.
That's because he plans on vacating the White House in 2029, right, Sam?
Yeah, he's checked out. Well, so you think that, yes, I hear you. You don't build a new White House and a ballroom so that you then leave it, right?
You can leave it and the next person can move in.
You can park it. You don't get a Qatari jet so you could park it in your library, right? Yeah. Like, that makes sense to me. And yet, he clearly has little appetite for the actual job itself. He's not doing any of the actual presidential work. He likes doing the ceremonial shit.
The deals. That's always been the case, though.
I want to cross some threads here, because here's what I've just realized, that Donald Trump is actually best suited to be an HGTV host, right? He wants to host a home renovation show. That's what he wants to do. And you know who owns HGTV? That's part of the Warner Brothers Discovery universe.
Oh, it's all
and
coming
you know,
together.
You know what's happening with Warner Brothers Discovery right now. If either Netflix or Paramount were to offer Donald Trump his own home renovation show, they would close it like that. That deal would be over. It would be done. Donald Trump rebuilt. I don't know what you would call it.
Who cares?
Delightful.
You're joking, but it's true. You're joking, but it's absolutely true.
I'm not joking. I am being 100% serious. It's a wild thing. The renovations are fascinating, because it really does feel like he has the most fun doing. It's like in his first term. Remember when he was in the big trucks? That was when he looked the happiest, when he was doing big truck things, and when he was doing some kind of construction adjacent stuff. That is what he seems to really enjoy doing. I don't think that's appropriate for the president to be doing, but, you know, whatever.
Question about the Gatsby party. First of all, picking the theme of a great Gatsby party is like saying, oh, we're going to do a, you know, our Marie Antoinette party. It's literally like, you know, at the moment, you could pick any other opulent theme that wouldn't, you could be like the Egyptian pharaohs or something, and it wouldn't be as like, like let them eat cake as Gatsby. But here's my question. Doesn't Trump get away with this? Hasn't part of his appeal always been that he doesn't live like the common man, and that's what makes him an ubermensch and an alpha, is that he, you know, oh, his people don't seem to hate him for this or resent him for it. They admire him for it.
I'm going to push back on this slightly, because I think that his appeal is not, I am so great and you are so small. It's I am so great and you can too. Like that is the idea of Trump, is it, like he writes air quotes art of the deal to give people a guide to be like Donald Trump. You know, like I think that is the idea of Donald Trump is this is how I would live if I had this much money. Right. And I think he undercuts that. I think this is actually really bad for him. I think he really undercuts it when he says, I live like this, but you have to be poor. And I don't think that works for him. I feel like this will actually undercut his basic appeal to that core demo.
I'll just add two things in that. One is I'm not totally sure Trump understood what happened after the 20s or 1929. So it's totally fair that he could throw a Gatsby party. Two is I think yes to both of you. Like that is his appeal. But remember, the context of the Gatsby party wasn't just that they had this ostentatious party with half-dressed women in big martini glasses and all that. It was that they were doing this at the same time that they were debating cutting food stamps. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's a whole nother level. That's different than look at me. I don't give a fuck. You can become rich and as offensive as I am in my America. It's, hey, I'm going to live it up and I'm not going to let you live at all. It's like, I'm not going to let you eat. And I think I have to imagine that, even as someone who is as, creative and dexterous as Trump is at politics, that's a tough one.
I just don't think I agree. Let me explain why.
Okay.
Maybe I can convince you. I don't think Trump's appeal has ever been, I'm going to make you rich. So when Trump has his rallies down in the panhandle and there are a bunch of swamp trash people there, you know, with all of their great dental hygiene and whatnot, I don't think Trump's appeal to them is, don't worry, you're going to get rich and have gold faucets too. No, his appeal is, I'm so rich and I'm going to rub it in the face of all those people that you hate. I'm richer than all of those people at the New York Times with their, like, oh, sure, they drive a BMW. I have a jet. And I'm going to use all of this to hurt the people that you hate. And that's what they were there for. And I don't think any of that has changed.
We'll agree to disagree. I think his shtick is America's going to be so damn wealthy again. We're going to win so much. I'm going to cut your energy costs by so much. We're so hot that you're going to beg me to stop. But I won't stop because I'm so good at this job. So I think there is some element of like, look, I've done it. I'm rich, I'm wealthy. These guys want all the wealth themselves. Let me make everybody wealthy. And that's obviously all bullshit, right?
No.
But I disagree with you. I'm going to leave it at that.
Sonny, did I convince you at all or no?
I think there's definitely an element of that. You know, there is a Ted DiBiase quality to him, if we can bring it back to the wrestling.
Thank you. Well,
he
as
is
always.
The Million Dollar Man, and you he's, guess. You know... Sam, it's very key wrestling figure, sure, in the late 80s, early 90s. But I do think that there is also an element of there's an aspirational element to Donald Trump that I do think him being like, you can't have these things, undercuts somewhat. I'm not saying that he is necessarily, again, a Reagan-esque rising tide lifts all boats type figure, but he is definitely. I think he has always positioned himself as, yes, I'm rich, and also other people can be rich. It's not necessarily I will teach you the secrets, but it definitely there's an element of that there. I think, I don't know, maybe not.
Yeah, the austerity stuff I think hurts him a little more than the gilded lifestyle stuff.
Oh yeah, totally,
100%.
Final question: if, as the market seems to believe, the Supreme Court is going to save Donald Trump from himself with tariffs, does Trump then just declare victory? Or do you think he then decides he has to try another emergency declaration gambit, or he's going to force House Republicans to vote on tariffs or something? Like, what do you think?
I just go by what Catherine Rampell tells me. And she says they're going to just try to do some sort of workaround, different authorities, try to get those tariffs back in place. It would be fitting for him to just say, no, fuck you, I'm going to try it another way. Although he would be handed such a gift.
Could you imagine?
It would be an incredible stimulus.
That's like, yeah, it's like getting $37 all at once. And yet the
all the pencils suddenly in your lap.
No, I think he believes in one thing, right? Tariffs, walls. He believes in walls that can also be tariffs. And like that, I think he will 100% push to reinstate it through some authority. I don't know, statutory or whatever.
It could be a Christmas miracle. I don't know. I honestly don't know. I could see it going a bunch of different ways. Again, he could just declare victory because one of his moves is starting fires and then putting them out and taking credit for it. This is what he's done with the farmer bailout. So, you know, he's given, and now look how rich all these farmers are because of me. And it's like, well, they needed a bailout because of you. And that's a move that has worked for him over and over and over. And the American people reward him for it constantly. So why wouldn't he keep doing it? I don't know. And he has gotten a lot of what he wanted from tariffs, which was all the ring kissing from American businesses. True. Right. Tim Apple came and gave him the golden apple, and all the, you know, Rolex went and gave him the special gold bars. And
well, that's a reason for him to keep using them, right? Is that he views them as a leverage point to.
Yeah.
Companies and countries. Yeah.
That's right. Well, guys, this was just a heck of a journey we've been on together. Donald Trump.
Hide your pencils before the government comes and confiscates them.
Pencil hoards. That's what I'm just going to buy my kids 10,000 pencils for Christmas. This is the last one. This is the last good Christmas.
Hey, hit like, hit subscribe, follow us here on the feed for more upbeat and lively conversation just like this about all the wonderful things that are happening in Donald Trump's America. Good luck.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.